I'm Emma, and this is the Creative Edition. Our mission is to inspire creatives to discover, grow, and own their brand. Today, we're going to be discussing the different ways you could grow your career as a content creator, creative, or influencer. Content creation can launch your career and help you take the next step in your long-term career goals. But what is possible for a creator and influencer? The truth is, anything is possible. But today, I want to share 8 different ways you can allow yourself to dream and build your career as a creative. But before we get started, let's do our question of the day. And the question of the day is, what's one dream that you have for your creative career? So I thought it'd be fun for me to just chat about this. This is something I have talked about on the podcast before, but one thing I would love to do in my creative career at some point is host my own TV show. And the reason why I think this would be fun is because, one, I actually feel very comfortable on camera. I feel like it's fun to be able to like connect with others, be on camera. I think part of it is just like being used to like doing photo shoots. I've had a few opportunities where I've just like been on camera, been on like, you know, local TV shows, had the opportunity to like join friends' YouTube videos, and I find it really fun. I just like don't have that experience of like being on camera consistently. I also don't have the knowledge of like the editing side, like the post-production. And so, yeah, I feel like even though I haven't had like too much experiencing hosting per se, like a TV show, or been on television, you know, as much, I feel like it would still be really fun to do. And so hopefully someday, friends, I will be able to host my own TV show. All right, friends. So let's get into it. What can you dream as a content creator, influencer, or creative? A big reason why I wanted to chat about this today is that sometimes we all just need to open our horizons and our perspectives to see what is possible out there. And so today I'm just going to chat about like 8 different things I've seen other creators, influencers, YouTubers, creatives, what they've been able to do, you know, starting out with creating a career online. And so possibility number 1 is going full-time in your creative passions. So maybe your dream right now is to take content creation or maybe your jewelry business, your blog, your art business full-time. Maybe you're in a chapter of your life where you're side hustling, but the thing that you're side hustling about is your passion, and someday you want to figure out how you can do that passion, that side hustle, that project full-time. So for a long time, this was actually a dream I had for me. And when this idea first entered my consciousness, I felt really skeptical to even consider it as a dream. But you have to be audacious enough to dream. And you have to have a little bit of boldness and bravery to just dream something different. And that's honestly what makes dreaming fun. So back in 2017, actually, when I started considering this as a dream, I was really skeptical at first, because as a business-minded person, right, like I considered the financial viability. So like, how do you even make money as a creator? Like 2017, 2018, influencing, like, you know, doing Instagram full-time, like all of those ideas, I feel like were just so new to the industry, to me. I didn't understand like how people were like able to take that quote unquote full time. Like I knew people were making money through affiliate links. I knew like the really big creators had brand deals. I knew YouTubers had advertisements that they were able to like make money with through their videos. But like other than that, I just didn't really understand like the financial viability of being a full-time creator. So I was asking myself questions like this. I was also like wondering if it'd be possible someday to replace your corporate salary. And then also just like, again, like kind of the business side of things, right? Like, how do you file as a business? How does this work with taxes? There was like a lot of questions that were circulating in my mind when I first started considering this as a dream and a possibility. But giving myself the permission to start thinking about this dream actually like allowed me to like ask all these questions, because sometimes, right, like even considering that as a dream might be a big stretch, especially if like you were like me and you aspire to like have a traditional corporate career that was stable, that had a 401k, benefits, a paycheck every 2 weeks, right? It was very different for me to like think, dream, envision what a life would be like if I became a full-time content creator, creative. But again, sometimes it's just like you literally like have to give yourself permission to like allow yourself to dream. So then you can actually like ask these questions that you need to answer before you can make that a dream. And over time, right? Like it took me a few years to figure out, but it's like, oh, okay. So for me, I realized that like working with brands was the most lucrative path for me to like be able to replace my corporate salary. And I was able to do that in 2020 after I got laid off and every year afterwards. And so, but that took some time, right? It takes some trial, error, and testing. Like there are some creators out there who make six figures by just having like ads on their website because they drive over 100,000 or 200,000 or 300,000 monthly page views on their blog. There's other creators out there who just create courses, literally make six figures just creating courses for their audience. Like I remember hearing some crazy stat. There's some girl on TikTok who makes Excel courses, like intro to Excel courses. And at one of her like highest seasons, she was making like six figures a day selling Excel courses, which is insane. But Excel, you know, Microsoft Excel is a tool that so many people use. And so it's like something that people are always looking for more information about. And it's just, yeah, it's like one of those, there's a big demand for it. And I remember hearing that and I was like, yeah, I can see it. It's totally possible. All right, friends. So another possibility for you to consider, maybe this is something that's in line. It's already in your vision board. Maybe it's not. Another possibility for influencers and creators is to publish a book. So whether you are an interior designer like Naomi from Little Crown Interiors, or you're a food blogger like Vanessa Moda, the author of The Dominican Kitchen, being an author is open to every type of creative. You can find a traditional publisher or you can self-publish. I actually recommend going back to listen to Naomi from Little Crown Interiors. The second half of our conversation is her going through the process of like finding a traditional publisher and publishing her book. I think she actually gives really great insight and advice about just making sure you kind of do your research beforehand and like making sure that there's like a need or a gap in the market for that specific topic that you want to talk about. I thought that was like one of the best pieces of advice that she gave. And again, it's just helpful to hear how other creators have done it. This is also one of my dreams as a creative someday. I would love to publish a book. And so I always just kind of keep my eyes and my ears open as I hear other creators who have been able to do this. So another possibility, another dream for you to consider is to host your own TV show. So started today's conversation about how this is one of my dreams. And one of my earliest example of this is I actually saw Molly Ye, the creator of the lifestyle food blog called My Name Is Ye. .com. Molly has also been the star of the series Girl Meets Farm on Food Network, and she's also published a cookbook. I remember seeing Molly and I was like, hold on, this girl has her own show on the Food Network? I was like, wait a minute, she looks so familiar. And then I realized, I was like, oh my God, she's like been a blogger since 2009. Like she literally started off blogging and now 10 years later, like has her own show on the Food Network. Like this is so crazy. Another example of this is Jo Franco. She is a creator who has found success hosting a TV show on Netflix. If you have not seen The World's Most Amazing Vacation Rentals on Netflix, highly recommend. I literally love that show. They go all over the world. And Jo is one of the co-hosts of the show. She is a multilingual creator with over 1 million subscribers on YouTube. And she's also grown her social media channels on Instagram, TikTok, and more. And again, she started out, right, like creating content on YouTube, like and with one of her friends. And then eventually, and like, I have not talked to her. I don't know her personally, but like, I remember seeing her on Netflix, and I was like, this is amazing. She literally started out as a creator and now she's like hosting a show on Netflix. And so seeing examples of other creators do it, I just know it's possible. And again, this is also one of my dreams. So if it's your dream someday to host your own TV show, know that it's possible. There's other creators who've already done it. And so anytime I see an example of it, especially if it's women and women of color, I'm literally like, yeah, this is possible. This is gonna be one of my dreams. All right, friends. So possibility number four. Maybe you're going through this. You're like, none of these possibilities and dreams are resonating with me so far. Maybe something for you to consider is designing your own app or startup someday. I feel like the first example of this is from Tezza Barton, who created the Tezza, a preset and filter app. I remember I just remember her being like a creator that all the other creators and influencers knew about, aspired to. And then one day she literally like launched her own app. And so I looked it up on the App Store. Right now, there's over 35,000 ratings. It's number 34 on the photo and video chart on Apple App Store. That's pretty insane, you guys, for an influencer to be like top 50 of like the Apple App Store. And, she, I think, is a creator who did such a great job, like being known for her creative photography, her edits, her filters, and then literally creating her own app. Like, that is so wild to me. And so for you, right, if your passion may not be creative photos or filters or, you know, video editing or anything like that, but like you also could look at other YouTube creators like MadFit. She has actually do her workout videos and she launched her own fitness app. And it's literally like crazy. It's like, oh my God, you literally, as a creator, if you wanted to create your own app or startup, you know, that's directly in line with what people know you for. And again, like, it's totally possible. I know you're probably like, oh my God, but that would be so hard to do. But at the same time, right, it's like, we're just giving ourselves permission to dream, right? We don't have to figure out who our developer is or how we're going to get funding yet. Like, I think more than anything, like why we're having this conversation today is just like, know that you can dream and that you can like make things happen. And again, the intention for today is just to like talk about other creators who've done it, so you know that it is possible. All right, friends. So this brings me to possibility number five, which is creating your own influencer agency. So sometimes creators dream of representing and helping other creators. Lizette, the founder of Influence with Impact, has a talent management portion of her business. She was actually on the podcast back this spring, and she broke down like when she decided to take her business full time after, you know, being like director of influencer marketing at a PR firm. And then now she like runs her own business. She represents other creators. I know she's just one of a few other creators out there who, you know, built their career in the influencer industry and now works and represents other creators, you know, on brand campaigns and brand deals and like helping them navigate their careers. So if that is something that's interested in you, it's funny, I actually get this question. People are like, are you going to start your own agency? I'm like, no, this isn't necessarily like my dream. Like, I do like helping other creators and creatives. Like, I love having conversations about the industry. I love talking about money. I love talking about business. But I think like coming up with my own agency, that's just like not necessarily like in line with what I want next. Like, I would rather host a TV show or I would rather write a book. Like, I think those are like two of my next big dreams. But again, this might be something that you're interested in. Maybe you really want to help other creators and you want to become an agent or a manager, whatever that may be. Just know that this is, again, just a possibility or a dream that might resonate with you. Okay, friends, another possibility, another dream might be designing your own products. So recently I listened to the How I Built This podcast episode featuring Lily Havesh. And I'm so sorry, Lily, if I'm pronouncing your last name wrong. I was listening to this episode while I was working out at the gym. and I was blown away by Lily's story. So Lily is a professional domino artist and YouTube creator with over 3.8 million subscribers. She literally started making YouTube videos at like 11, friends, and she discovered domino art, domino creation, created her own channel, and like built this incredible business, right, brand as a domino artist. And so anyways, I highly recommend going to listen to her episode on how I built this. She goes really in depth, but one of the things that really stood out to me is that she created her own domino creation set with Spin Master. And so for her, like, she's literally known for her incredible domino art. And then something that aligned with her was also designing her own product. So designing her own domino set that was designed, you know, for domino art. And like, I don't really have any interest in dominoes, but I was still like fascinated with like how she was able to do that. She talked about how like, hey, not all dominoes are made the same, you know, like you would think that they would be like all standard rectangle, same shape, would fall the same, have the same color. She's like, but that's not true. A lot of the dominoes that I've worked with, experimented with, have not been consistent. And for me, I really wanted to like come up with my own product and inspire other people to explore dominoes as a form of art. And so, yeah, she like came up with her own domino set and like worked with a toy manufacturer. So highly recommend listening to Lily's story on the How I Built This podcast. But for you, right, as a creator, maybe you're an artist, maybe you're a plant TikTok creator, maybe you're an interior designer, right? It might be something for you to like create your own product someday. And I dare you to dream. I really encourage you to like write that down, because you just never know. And you might just meet the right person to like help you make that dream come true. All right, friends. So possibility number 7 is designing your own product line or company. And so my previous example, right, Lily worked with a toy manufacturer, Spin Master, to create her own domino set. I think one of the best examples I have about someone who like started out as a creator and then literally like launched their own product line and business is Emily Wise, the founder and former CEO of Glossier. So Emily actually started her beauty blog Into the Gloss in 2010. And by 2012, the website was reported to have over 200,000 unique monthly visitors. And then by 2016, it had 1.3 million unique visitors per month. And that's like insane to me. And so for her, right, she tapped in. She was like, okay, like beauty's my thing. And like, again, I would recommend going to the How I Built This podcast episode and like listen to her full story. But like, she's a creator who started with the blog, raised funding in 2013. She actually raised $2 million. And then 9 months later, literally launched Glossier with 4 universal products, which were the moisturizer, facial spray, sheer foundation, lip and skin salve. So she like built this brand, you know, as a beauty blog, like people knew who she was, and she became a dominant voice within the beauty space. And then she literally like launched a beauty brand. So I'm just like so inspired, like the fact that you can like start a blog and then one day become like a CEO of a company, come up with your own products because you have that expertise in that field. I'm just like blown away by that. But great examples. If you're a fan of Glossier, know that the founder started with a blog. All right, friends. And then the last thing I wanted to chat about today is another possibility. So possibility number 8 is collaborating with a retailer to carry your products. So similar to kind of the last two possibilities, if you are someone who wants to create their own products one day, and maybe you just want to sell your items direct to consumer, but someday you would love to like go into a retailer, maybe like Target or Walmart or whoever, know that this is a possibility for you. And I think one of my favorite examples of this is Cassie Ho, the creator and YouTuber behind Blogilates and the founder of PopFlex. And so Cassie designs athletic apparel, yoga mats, gym bags, water bottles, and has collaborated with Target to carry her products. In fact, I remember the day when she was like, oh my God, Target's going to start carrying my yoga mats. I was freaking out because, again, I'd been like doing her like ab and Pilates videos like for a number of years. And then it blew my mind that I was like, wow, she's literally like, I knew she had Pop Flex, but like did not realize. I was like, oh my God, she has to be bringing in like pretty significant volume to like, one, like get Target's attention, but two, actually like establish a deal with them. And I remember like her first launch into Target, it was yoga mats, weights, and like a water bottle. And I was like, that's incredible, right? Like what a great opportunity for her to be exposed to like the Target customer, right? Like maybe I think it's like a win-win because it's like, oh my gosh, you know, someone may have not heard of Pop Flex before, may not know who Cassie is, but they get to try their products and like see how high quality it is. By the way, her yoga mat is like still something I use to this day. It's been a few years and I still love it because it's like a lot squishier. So it's like softer, but it's also a lot thicker. I feel like the yoga mats I've had in the past are just like not the same quality. And for her, like I really trust her as a creator. And I also like, again, like love her products. And so when she collaborated with Target, was totally, totally rooting for her and was really excited about that. All right, friends. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And I hope you are really thinking about whether or not you're allowing yourself to dream as a creator. I think like part of the creative process is just like continuing to like dream the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and know that like dreaming is what lets us evolve and grow as creators. So whether you listen to this and you realize that like one day you want to create your own influencer agency or someday you want to start your own beauty business, right? Know that there's been creators out there who have done it and it's totally possible for you to also do whatever that big dream is. So let me know, friends, how this series has been going for you and what your dream is next, you know, what your next dream is as a creator on Instagram stories.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate, review, and recommend the podcast to a friend. If we haven't connected on Instagram yet, you can find us at Emma's Edition and at The Creative Edition. Sign up for our email newsletter and join our Facebook group, and we'll see you guys next time.